AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Officials in Washington are taking a hard look at security procedures after a postal worker from Florida landed a small helicopter on the lawn of the Capitol. AP's Mark Smith is at the White House.
The pilot of the ultralight gyrocopter flew through restricted airspace, but was, according to White House spokesman Josh Earnest, tough to see on radar.
This individual was flying at a sufficiently slow speed and a sufficiently low altitude that it was difficult to detect.
Still, he says the Secret Service and other agencies are looking at the implications. Earnest says it all underscores how challenging new technologies can be and how, in a democracy, security is always a balance. President Obama was in North Carolina when this happened. What was his reaction?
It might have been, what's a gyrocopter? I know that was my reaction.
Mark Smith at the White House.
A man in Ohio has been indicted on charges he planned to attack a military base or a prison. Abiraman Sheikh Mohammed is accused of traveling to Syria to train with terrorists. Sam Shemansky is his attorney.
The charges are expected, and we're prepared to enter a not guilty plea at arraignment.
Mohammed was arrested in February in Columbus, Ohio. A bill has been derailed in Tennessee that would have made the Bible the official state book. It was sent back to committee, effectively killing the bill for the year. Suge Knight was taken to a hospital after a judge in Los Angeles ruled Knight will be tried on murder and attempted murder charges. The former rap mogul is accused of running down two men with his pickup. One of them was killed. Knight's father says it was self-defense.
He found out that they did all they could, you know, he did all they could do to get away from the scene. So it wasn't no murder or nothing like that.
The National Football League is reinstating Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. He missed most of last season while facing child abuse charges in Texas. A plea deal reduced the felony charge to a misdemeanor. Wall Street stocks finished lower, the Dow down 6 points. This is AP Radio News. The annual Wounded Warrior Project's Soldier Ride made a stop at the White House. More than 50 soldiers and veterans climbed on bikes and circled the White House South Lawn, some in cycles adapted for their injuries.
We are among heroes here today. All the riders, I just had a chance to say hi to them, and they look great. Don't get too comfortable, though. We've got a lot of miles ahead. It's just a pit stop so we can all cheer you on.
One rider was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan. Another was a medic who lost both feet to a rare disease. NASA says its messenger spacecraft is going to crash into Mercury at the end of the month. It's been orbiting the planet for years. Messenger just ran out of fuel. Whistleblower site WikiLeaks is putting hundreds of thousands of emails and documents from last year's Sony Pictures hack into a searchable online archive. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.